Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, Amir Rav Yehuda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Lechaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Machloikis, Reb Meir, the Chachamim, and Reb Shimon in the opening Mishnah of Perek Kol Gagos. The Mishnah began and said, Kol Gagos Ha'ir, Rishus Achas, Divrei Rameir. Rameir holds that all the rooftops of the city are considered one Rishus. What does that mean? If there's a Keli that was on the roof in the beginning of Shabbos, even if there's no Erev, you can move it anywhere you want inside that Gag. Additionally, you can move it from one gag to another gag. The only caveat, Rameir says, is Ubilvach, lo yehe gag gavoya yud, oinamuch yud. But that's for a whole nother reason. It's gzeira mishum tel b'rishos harabim, and it's for that reason, Rameir says that if one of the roofs is going to be 10 tefachim taller, 10 tefachim shorter, you're going to have an issue. But otherwise, all the gagay sa'ir are considered b'rishos achs. V'chachamim, the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, kol echad ve'echad b'rishos b'fnei atzmai. All the gagays are not considered one rishos, but rather we look at the gagays as being individual rishuyos. The Gemara said that the basis for the sheet of the Rabbanon is kishem she diyurin chalukin lamata, kach diyurin chalukin lamaylo. A roof at the end of the day is just the top part of a house. And just like the houses are viewed as individual rishuyos as it relates to Erev, and you're not allowed to carry from one house to the other unless you make an Erev, why should you be able to carry from one roof to the other without making Erev? The third sheet was Reb Shimon. Echad gagos, ve'echad chatzeros, ve'echad karfifos. What do these three things have in common? They're all Rishuyos Hayachid, but they're not houses per se. They're not the Rishus Hayachid that people live in. They're just used for whatever reason they're used. So Reb Shimon says they're all considered one Rishus, and as a result, you'd be allowed to carry from a roof to a Chatzar to a Karfiv. And in fact, throughout Shas, the Gemara brings different stories where people were Makel like this Shitas Reb Shimon. And incidentally, the reason people were Makel like Shitas Reb Shimon is because we're going to learn the Gemara, Amar Rav Alachik Reb Shimon, that there is an idea that it could be the halachas like Reb Shimon, and as a result, you find different gemaras where people used to carry in a way that seemed at first glance to violate the laws of Erevin, but it's all based on Reb Shimon, that as long as you're not carrying from a house to another house, or from a house to a chatzar, as long as you're carrying from a roof to a chatzar to a karfif, of course the caveat is, it has to be a keli that at the beginning of Shabbos was either in a roof, a chatzar, or a karfif, the halach is you'd be able to carry. Either way, these were the three shittas in the Mishnah, and at the very beginning of today's daf, the Gemara is going to go knee-deep into understanding all three of the shittas much better. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amor said, Kishatim Tzoloimar, when you break it down and you analyze properly the three shittos, Rav Meir, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon, what emerges is as follows. Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzmon, a roof is considered a Rishus unto itself. Chatzeris Rishus La'atzmon, Chatzeris, all of them are considered a Rishus unto themselves. And Karfifos Rishus La'atzmon, and all the Karfifos are considered a Rishus to themselves. Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Gagin v'chatzeres rishos achas, roofs and chatzeres are all considered one rishos. Karfifa is rishos achasin, and a karfif is considered its own rishos. The divrei Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, kulon rishos achasin, all three, gagin, chatzeres, and karfifas, are going to be considered one rishos. Now, the words of Reb Yehuda are very straightforward. As it relates to the Havana in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so there's three very long Rashis on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, where Rashi explains exactly what Rav Yehuda is contributing to these three Shitas. We'll go through them Baal Peh. So first, what was Rav Yehuda saying? And then we'll go back and work it into the Gemara. So Rav Yehuda was taking this Machloikis, Rav Meir the Chachamim and Rav Shimon, a step further. Rav Meir first. Rav Meir's sheet in the Mishnah is Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishos Achas. Now notice, Rav Meir never said anything about a chatzer. Rav Meir never said anything about a karfif. All Rav Meir talked about was a gag. Said Rav Yehuda, number one, Gagos is lav dafka. Just like Rav Meir said Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishos Achas, so too all the chatzeris in the city are Rishos Achas. So too all the karfifos in the city are going to be Rishos Achas. So just like Rav Meir says you're allowed to carry from a gag to a gag, Rameya would also hold you're allowed to carry from a chasa to a chatzar, and Rameya would also hold you're allowed to carry from a karfif to a karfif. Hatzad, Ashav, Ashav, Ahem, these are all secondary reshuyos in Hilchas Erevin. They're all not a house, but at the same time, you're not allowed to carry really from one to the other. But just like kol gages or irishos achas, so too kol chatzeres irishos achas, and so too kol karfifos ir are going to be rishos achas as well. Stating that, Rav Meir also holds that you're not allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzer. You're not allowed to carry from a gag to a karfif. You're not allowed to carry from a chotzer to a karfif. Meaning, all three of these subclasses are considered rishos achas. However, it just means that you're allowed to carry within that subclass from one to another. So one roof to another roof, one chotzer to another chotzer, one karfif to another karfif. But if you want to carry from a gag to a chotzer, or from a chotzer to a karfif, or any other variable, then the halacha is you wouldn't be allowed to. The question is why? And the truth is, there isn't one answer or one size that fits all. But rather, there's two sibos for this halacha. The first, the reason you're not allowed to carry from a gag to a karfif, or the reason you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer to a karfif, is because within the world of gag, chotzer, and karfif, gag and chotzer are in one subclass, and karfif is in another subclass. There's a difference between gag and chotzer and karfif. And the difference is balabatish. A gag and a chotzer were like yards. Front yard, backyard. It was a place that people spent a lot of time in. Not as much time as you spend in your house, but it was a place that people spent a lot of time in. The karfif was more loyoifi. Karfif was loyhukaf ladiro. The karfif is considered less in the pecking order as it relates to Rishuyos. As a result, it's pashut, says Rashi, why you're not allowed to carry from a gag to a karfif. It's pashut why you're not allowed to carry from a chatzah to a karfif. Because it's not even the same. It's not in the same subclass. We're splitting hairs. There's bias, then there's gag and chatzah, and then there's karfif. So gag and chatzah, yeah, they're somewhat similar. Karfif is a whole different deal. And as a result, the reason Rav Meir holds that you can't carry from a gag to a karfif, the reason Rav Meir holds you can't carry from a chatzah to a karfif, is simply because they're too different. And because they're so different, that's why you're not allowed to carry. Why can't you carry from a gag to a chatzah? Says Rashi, that's because it's Rav Meir l'shitasai. Rav Meir was worried about tel b'rishos harabim. It's the same Rav Meir in the Mishnah that says you can't carry from one gag to another gag if the gag is going to be 10 tefachim higher. A chatzer is usually ground level. A gag usually isn't. As a result, you want to know why you can't carry from a gag to a chatzer? It's because you're going down 10 tefachim. You want to know why you can't carry from a chatzer to a gag? Because you're going up 10 tefachim. Within gag itself, you wouldn't be able to do it. So certainly you can't do it from gag to chatzer. So Rav Meir holds, kol gagas irishos achas, kol chatzeris irishos achas, kol karfifas irishos achas, stating that you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Why can't you carry from one to the other? So it would be very gishmak if you had an easy answer. Said, oh, because you just can't carry from one to the other. That's not true. It's true as it relates to gag and chatzer towards a karfif. There you can't because they're just different rishuyos. So you don't have the halach of kol gagas ir rishos achas. But gag and chatzer be'etzem would be rishos achas also. Meaning really a gag and chatzer would all be one. The reason you can't is Rameir l'shitasoy because Rameir holds tel rishos harabim. This is the shita of Rameir. What do the chachamim hold? The chachamim hold that in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other. Why not? So the Gemara explained. Because Keshem Sheh Diyurim Chalukim Lamato, Kach Diyurim Chalukim Lamayla. Now this is very, very obvious, but very, very critical. The Chachamim didn't say, Rameir, what are you talking about? Kol Gagas Ha'irish Osachas? Like, Mechitesi. What does that mean? That's not what the Chachamim said. What the Chachamim said was a Svara. Keshem Sheh Diyurim Chalukim Lamato, Kach Diyurim Chalukim Lamayla. I look at a gag as a house, but Be'etzen Demaskin to the Yisoid of Rameir. If that's the case, where would a chapa nafkamina? Where you don't have a svar of kishem she diurim chalukin lamata kach diurim chalukin lamayla. Chatzeros. If Rameir's kol gag and seir was lav dafka gag, but it's true by chatzer as well, it's true by karfif as well, and the chachamim arguing, and why the chachamim arguing? With a whole svar of kishem she diurim chalukin lamata kach diurim chalukin lamayla. That's a svar that's specific. It's unique to a gag. It's not a svar that has anything to do with chatzer. It's not a svar that has anything to do with karfif. So the chachamim would agree that kol chatzeros so iris shotachas. The chachamim would agree that kol karfif is a era rishos achas pashut, because the only reason chum them are arguing because they hold kishem shadirim chaluk lamata kach dirim chaluk lamaylo. So number one, what did the chachamim hold as it relates to chatzar, as it relates to karfif? They would agree with Reb Meir. Which Reb Meir never even spoke about it, but this implied Reb Meir. These are the long rashis over here. But Reb Meir's guide is lav dafka who had in chatzar and karfif. Chachamim argue, but they're only arguing based on a svarim guide. So it come out they'd be moided by chatzar. It come out they'd be moided by karfif. But Rashi says, I'll tell you one other geshmaka thing, and that is, I think that it's going to come out a kula, according to the Chachamim. And that is, Reb Meir holds you can't carry from a gag to a chatzar. Reb Meir holds you can't carry from a gag to a karfif. Reb Meir holds you can't carry from a chatzar to a karfif. Why? We said it's because of two independent reasons. Gag and chatzar to a karfif, those are separate rishuyas. Gag and chatzar is really one. So if you hold kol gag is rishos achas, and kol chatzar is rishos achas, really gag and chatzar should also be rishos achas. Norvas, Reb Meir has a shita of tel brishos harabim. It's like gara from a gag that's more than asar tvachim. Says Rashi, we don't find anywhere that the chachamim are hold of tel brishos harabim. Imer hayir Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir's chiddush and erevin. But you don't find anywhere that the chachamim argue. And if that's the case, I think chachamim would agree that you're allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzar. It's from a gag to a gag you're not allowed to carry. But from a gag to a chatzar, you would be allowed to carry. Not to carry from a gag to a karfif. From a chatzar to a karfif, no, those are two independent rishuyas. That's zichanat. But to carry from a gag to a chatzar, that, yeah. Because the only reason Reb Meir held you couldn't carry from a gag to a chatzar was because of tel brishos harabim. Chachamim don't hold of tel brishos harabim. So if that's the case, really, it should come out. You should be able to carry from a gag to a chatzar. Now, you'll ask a kasha, I don't understand. If the chachamim hold kishem shidurim chalukim lamato, kach durim chalukim lamaylo, and that's why a gag is really viewed as a bias. So even if the chachamim don't hold of tel brishos harabim, you still shouldn't be able to carry from a gag to a chatzar because it's like carrying from a bias to a chatzar. So Rashi asks the kasha, Ayin Rashi, and Rashi addresses it. But Asher Negeyele in Yoneinu, what comes out is that even though in the Mishnah, Reb Meir is the Mekel and the Chachamim are Machmer, but really, after further review, the Chachamim are also Machmer Keneged Reb Meir. On the one hand, the Chachamim are Machmer. On the other hand, Reb Meir is Machmer. Chachamim are Machmer, Gag LeGag, because Kishem Shadirim Chaluk LeMata, Kach Shadirim Chaluk LeMailo. Reb Meir is Machmer, because Reb Meir holds of Tel Brishos Harabim, hence, you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzar, whereas the Chachamim hold that there's no such thing as Tel Brishos Harabim, so you could carry from a Gag to a Chatzar. What about a Gag to a Karfif? No one holds that's okay. What about a chatzar to a karfif? Nobody holds that's okay. But Hamiya, there's two machloikas in then between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The machloikas that we have mefurish in the Mishnah. Do you say kol gagla se'irish osachas, or do you say kishem shidirim chaluk lamato kach tirim chaluk lamayla? That's one. In that machloikas, the Chachamim amachmer Reb Meir is mekel. The second machloikas is, can you carry from a gag to a chatzar? The Mishnah didn't address it. This is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said that Reb Meir, we know Omer Hay Reb Meir, so it's going to come out you're not allowed to. What about the Chachamim? We don't know the Chachamim hold of Tel Brishos Harabim. As a result, you should be allowed to. The third sheet is Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon's straightforward. Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagois, the Echad Chatzeros, the Echad Karfifois, the halacha is, we look at them as Rishos Achas. A Gag, a Chatzar, and a Karfif is all one big Rishos. In other words, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of any of these chumras that we just discussed. Number one, Reb Shimon agrees to the premise, Gagis, Chatzeros, and Fifros are Rishos Achas. Not just that, he holds, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. But whereas Psai Reb Meir, Psai Chachamim held that you can't carry from a gag a chatzar to a karfif because those are two different, Reb Shimon wasn't dispelled from that. Reb Shimon's not worried about that. Reb Shimon says gag, chatzar, and karfif is all one and the same. He's not splitting hairs. Gag and chatzar people use more, karfif people use less. This is tashmish and tadr. This isn't. He wasn't impressed by that svara. And as a result, he said, if you can carry from a gag to a gag and from a gag to a chatzar, why can't you carry from a gag to a karfif? I think they're all one and the same. Additionally, Reb Shimon obviously doesn't hold kishem shidurim chalukim lamata kach dirim chalukim lamayla because he's held of that chumrah. How can you carry from one roof to another? Additionally, Reb Shimon obviously doesn't hold of tel brishos harabim because if he holds of tel brishos harabim, how can you carry from a roof to a chatzar or from a roof to a karfif? From that standpoint, you shouldn't be able to do that either. So it comes out all three of the chumras that emerge from Reb Meir and the Chachamim. What was Reb Meir's chumrah? Tel brishos harabim. What was the Chachamim's chumrah? Kishem shidurim chalukim lamata kach dirim chalukim lamayla. And then there was the third chumrah that everybody agrees with, and that is gag and a chatzar towards a karfif. They're two different. Reb Shimon's not in the spot from any of them. So Reb Shimon says tel brishos harabim. Don't worry about that. Reb Shimon says kishem shidurim chalukim lamata kach dirim chalukim lamayla. You can carry from a roof to a roof. What about karfif? At least a karfif should be different. No, echad gagos, echad chatzeros, the echad karfif is brishos achas. Let's see how Reb Yehuda just fits into his words. Amar Reb Yehuda. When you break it down, again, after this whole Hakdamah, this is all the Rashis over here. The Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, comes out Gagin Rishus La'atzmon, Chatzeres Rishus La'atzmon, Karfifas Rishus La'atzmon. What does that mean? It means Gagas Rishus La'atzmon that remains in the Mishnah. But Gagas Lav Dafka, Chatzeres also, Karfifas also. But they're all independent Rishus, meaning you can't carry from one to the other for two different reasons. Gag and Chatzah to a Karfif you can't carry because it's just different. And Gag to Chatzah you can't carry because the Talmud is throughout. The Divrei Chachamim, that's the second Shita. Gag and the Chatzeres Rishus Achas, Karfif is Rishus Achas. Gag and Chatzeres is one because the Chum don't hold of Talmud is throughout. So you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzah. A Karfif you can't because a Karfif is different. The Divrei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is the third Shita. He holds Kulin Rishus Achas. They're all considered one Rishus. He's not expelled from any of the aforementioned Svaras. And as a result, you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzah to a Karfif. Now the truth is, if the Gemara would just say Tanya Kavase de Rav Yehuda, it would make a lot of sense because we just discussed Shitas Rav Yehuda. So Tanya Kavase de Rav Yehuda, but the Gemara says Tanya Kavase de Rav and Tanya Kavase de Rav Yehuda. So first of all, which Rav? We had four Ravs in the last two Dafim. So which Rav are we referring to? So this is Rav at the very beginning of the parak who said that according to the Chachamim, who hold that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another. So you have two roofs that are attached to each other, and there's no mechitza that's nicker in between the two of them. Each roof has a din of a karmelis because it's nifritz b'mloyoy l'makam aser, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to be metaltal on each roof. Shmuel argued, because Shmuel said, you say good asik mechitzais, even the mechitzais she'en any karis. So the Gemara now is going to bring a tanya kavasi to that Rav, and a tanya kavasi to Rav Yehuda. The obvious question is, why are we bringing a tanya kavasi to Rav? It seems out of place. So the Rishonim struggle a little bit. Some say maybe there was a different gerisa, but either way, this is the gerisa that we have. Tanya kavasi to Rav, we're going to bring a riot to Rav Shita that holds that you don't say good asik mechitzta be mechitzais she'en any karis, and then we're going to come back and bring a tanya kavasi to Rav Yehuda. So first Rav, tanya kavasi to Rav. And all the rooftops of the city is considered Rishos Achas. Obviously, we're talking about Rameir. However, you're not allowed to carry from a roof to a chatzar or from a chatzar to a roof. Why not? If Kol Gagis are Rishos Achas, then presumably all the chatzeres are, and a gag and a chatzer should be one. The Torah says, this is Rameir talking. Rameir is worried about Telbish HaSarav. So because of Telbish HaSarav, you can't carry from a gag to a chatzer. If a keli was shoivus and a chatzer, you can carry it around the chatzer. Because again, Rameir holds gag is lav dafka hu adin chatzer. Big gag and mutil taltal and the gag. That's Rameir Shito. Ubelvaj lo yehe gag avoye yodai namuch yod, which is also Rameir in the Mishnah. Divi Rameir, beautiful. This is what we need, because again, we're bringing a riot to Rav, who said a chiddush in the Chachamim. So the Chachamim say, kol echav echav rishos la'atzmei. No, every roof is considered its own rishos. Why? Kishem shede yurim chalukin l'mato, kach de yurim chalukin l'mayla. And here's the punchline, ve'en metaltalim boy, ele bedalin mefurish. This is Rav. You're not allowed to carry more than four amis. In other words, each roof is considered a karmelis. Why would it be considered a karmelis? Because it's nifratz, bimiloyoy. It's completely exposed. L'makam aser. As a result, this is a mefurish, a tanya kavasi de Rav, which is obviously a tyufta dishmo. Tanya kavasi de Rav Yehuda, a raya to Rav Yehuda. Now, which Rav Yehuda? Because Rav Yehuda said three things. Rav Yehuda explained Rav Meir. He said, L'divri Rav Meir. Then he explained the Chachamim, L'divri Chachamim. And then he explained Rav Shimon, L'divri Rav Shimon. So the Gemara is going to make a braisa, Rashi says, that's a makar to what Rav Yehuda said in terms of Shitas Rav Shimon. Tanya Kabasid Rav Yehuda, Zakrashi, two words, Alibid Rav Shimon. What did he say, Alibid Rav Shimon? That Gagas, Chatzeres, and Karfifos is all considered one Rishos. Now the truth is, it seemed obvious, right? I mean, when we learned Rav Yehuda, he was saying Chedushe Torah in Rav Meir, Chedushim Gvald in the Chachamim, but Rav Shimon seemed to be, this is the Rav Shimon we know from throughout Shas. It's true, this is the Rav Shimon we know from throughout Shas, but the reason we know this as being Rav Shimon is because of Rav Yehuda, and Tanya Kavase the Rav Yehuda. So of course, when you know the punchline, if you know the ending, then there's no suspense. But the truth is here, the Gemara is going through it in real time. So it seems that there was another way to learn Rav Shimon. And the truth is not so clear, what was the other way to learn Rav Shimon? So it sounds like the other way to learn Rav Shimon would have been that Gagas, Chatzeres, and Karfifas are all independently Rishuyis Bifnei Atzman, which would have impacted the way you understand Rav Meir and the way you impact the Chachamim. But the bottom line is that Rav Shimon, the way we know it, is the way Rav Yehuda explained it. Clearly, there was another way to learn Rav Shimon, and the Gemara is just going to bring a raya to what we already knew and took for granted. That's the Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda. Amar Rebbe, a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amabes. Kishayunu lemdim Torah Rav Shimon. When we learned Torah by Rav Shimon, b'tekoya hayunu mailin shemen va'aluntis. We used to carry oil and and towels, migag legag, umigag lechotzer, umichotzer lechotzer, umichotzer lekarfif, umikarfif lekarfif, acher, achshinu magin, etzal ma'ayin, shinu roichzimboy. Till we got to the mikveh that we used to toivel it. This was obviously all on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa, he's always bringing Maisas, b'shas ha-sakana. It was a sakana. Fayinu ma'ayin sefer Torah. We did this with a sefer Torah. Michotzer legag, umigag lechotzer, umichotzer lekarfif, lekarfif, umaloy, they told him, ain't shas ha-sakana. You can't bring rice from there. You preface. It was a shas ha-sakana. Shas ha-sakana, baby. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? That Rebbe said that when we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon, this is what we used to do. We used to carry from a gag to a chassid to a karfim. See, this is what Reb Shimon means. Meaning, there was another way to learn Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda said, no, what he meant was it's all one rishos, you can carry from one to the other. This is a mefurish b'raisa, this is a tanya de kavase, not for today. But if you remember, when we learned Shabbos, Taf Kuf Men Zayin Amidbeis, we spoke at a Vilna Goyen in the Bir Agra, that the Bir Agra brought a riot from here, that a person can call his Rebbe by his father's name, because who was Rebbe's father? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Kishayinu loimdim Torah eitzel Reb Shimon v'tekayah. This is a classic Vilna Gaon. But either way, zok de Gemara v'aiter. Reb Shimon oimer echagagim v'chulu. Amar Rav said alocha k'Reb Shimon. The alocha is like Reb Shimon because the Masechet Shabbos me'ein olam haba me'ein lasad lavoi. The alocha is very, very often like Reb Shimon. Even though we almost never paskin like Reb Shimon. So I mean, the odds that the alocha would have been like Reb Shimon in this Mishnah weren't high. Stating that Rav comes and says the alocha is like Reb Shimon because in Shabbos and Erevin, so Rav said the halacha is Reb Shimon, but he said a very important caveat that's going to be the topic of the rest of the daf, and that is the only time we pass him like Reb Shimon, and maybe the only time Reb Shimon said this halacha that gag and chatzeres and karfifos you're allowed to carry from one to the other is if the person didn't make an erev. Aval irvu loy. But if he made an erev not, and the reason is the gazrina we make exerit doma asik lafugimana debatam lachatzar, we're afraid a person may end up carrying kalim that he had in his house into a chatzar. So what's Pashup Shan and what Rav is saying? Reb Shimon's halacha is very clear. It's mamish the backdrop of the rest of the daf. Gagin, chatzeres, and karfifas are all rishos achas. We saw now that even Rav Meir and the Chachamim also subscribe to this idea of this concept of rishos achas. Gagas, chatzeres, maybe even gagas and chatzeres. Reb Shimon just took it to the extreme. Gagas, chatzeres, karfifas are all rishos. But the premise of Reb Shimon, all the Chachamim agreed to. No, there was no one disagreeing with this. The only time this halacha is true is if Kalim were in the beginning of Shabbos in the Chatzar. But if the keli that you want to carry from Chatzar to Karfif was in your house, that's Pashut, it wouldn't be okay. The kulois of carrying in a Chatzar or Kol Gag Yisair, etc., is only Kalim Sheshavsu Begag, Kalim Sheshavsu Bekarfif, Kalim Sheshavsu Bechatzar. But if Lashavis in a house, there's no one in the door. The Mishnah says it before it, right? Reb Shimon couldn't have been more clear in the Mishnah. He said it very, very clearly. So here's the Svara. Rav said that in the event that you live in a house that opens up into a chatzer, where you made a ruvei chatzeros, you can't use Rav Shimon's halacha anymore. Because even though you may want to now carry a keli that was shavas in the chatzer, and according to Rav Shimon, that's okay, but being that you can only carry a keli that was shavas in the chatzer, you can't carry a keli that was shavas in your house, and you have an area between your house and your chatzar, which means it's ganz mistaber that you can have a lot of kelim in your chatzar that were shavas in your house in the beginning of Shabbos. How can I let you carry this but not carry that? It's way too dangerous. So as a result, said Rav, that I think the only time Reb Shimon's halacha is going to be nogeya is if you didn't make an erev. If you didn't make an erev, so you're anyways not going to have kelim from your house inside the chatzar. So what do you have? You only have kelim that was shavas in the chatzar. Over there, Reb Shimon's going to be okay with it. But otherwise, in the event that you made an erev, it's not going to be okay. So this is counterintuitive. This is almost like a trivia question. Because you made an erev, it actually ends up being worse. Had you not made an erev, then you would have Reb Shimon's halacha. You could take something in your chatzar and carry it to a gag. You can literally take this thing cross town as long as you didn't make an erev. Oh, you made an erev? Done, you're stuck. Right? Obviously, it's hepech hasfara, but there's a svara to it. Because if you made an erev, now there's a concern that you may actually take something that was in your house in the beginning of Shabbos. And that's not something you're allowed to do. If there's no erev, there's no such chash. So Rav said that talach is like Reb Shimon, however, v'hu shalai ervu. But if you made an erev, no, then there's already exempt. Shmuel HaMashmuel said, bein ervu, bein shalai ervu. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Mi lachshach, bein ervu, bein shalai ervu. I mean, who told you, Rav, that that's the way it is? I disagree. I hold like Shmuel, that doesn't matter if you did make an erev, if you didn't make it. Maskev for Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the Hashem, Shmuel for Rabbi Yochanan. Koin Shmuel for Rabbi Yochanan. That hold, bein ervu, bein lo ervu. Yoimru, people are going to say, shnei kelim b'chatza achas. Zem mutav, zem aser. Right, it's going to come out a little bit funny. Because it comes out that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they're not impressed
by Rav's Gezeira. So they hold, no, if the keli was in the chatzar, then it's fine. If the keli was in your house, it's not okay. So bottom line, right now, Shabbos afternoon, I want to take something from the chatzar into a gag. Can I take it? It's very possible. Some kelim you'll be able to take, some kelim you won't be able to take. So Rav Chisda said, Maskefla Rav Chisda, Chvashtenish, this seems too slippery. In the world of Gzeiras Chazal, this seems to be like an obvious place to make a Gzeira. Yeah, because otherwise, it's so obvious what can come from this. So Zokta Gemara, this is Geshmak, based on Gemaras that we learned earlier in the Masechta. No, Rav Shimon L'Tameh, this Rav Shimon L'Shitasoy, Deloy Gazar, who wasn't Gazar, which Rav Shimon L'Tameh, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, what is this comparable to? So we're coming, obviously, in the middle of a Mishnah. What was the earlier part of the Mishnah? It was discussing a Ruve Techumen. There were three people that were stuck in the beginning of Shabbos on the side of the road. They had no Erev. And as a result, the halacha is, Ein lamelo dalaramis. They're stuck to their dalaramis. The case was where the three people were side by side, meaning their dalaramis. It was person A, person B in the middle, and then person C. Person B's Dalet Amis overlapped with A and C. Two of his Amis overlapped with A, and two of his Amis overlapped with C. So Rav Shimon said that, okay, just do the math, make it work. If A and B want to spend Shabbos together, and the Dalet Amis, they want to eat a Suda together, that's fine. If B and C wants to, it's also fine. A and C, nah. Now the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush. In fact, Chamim argue. Why Chamim argue? Because it's way too dangerous. A and B, yeah, B and C, yeah, but A and C, no. Can't this come to a Gzeira? So Reb Shimon said, no, I'll show you that Chazal weren't worrying about this. And Reb Shimon used a mashal, this was only a mashal, of a Ruve Chatzeres to explain a halacha, the nimshal of a Ruve Techumen. Right? This is in Erevin, the mashal was Erevin. So he said, what was the mashal? The Shalish Chatzeres. Three Chatzeres, Hapsuches, they opened up into each other. Hapsuches, Shusur Abim, and they opened up into Shusur Abim. V'irvush Techislein, Samam Tzaz. If the two outer ones made an Erev with the one in the middle, so what's the halacha? Him Muteres Imahem. The one in the middle is going to be Mutter with the two outer ones. V'hem Mutaris Ima, and the two outer ones are going to be Mutter with the middle one. Again, three chatzeres side by side. Two chatzeres we know can make in a ruve chatzeres. The two outer ones made an eruv with the middle. The one in the middle, but the two outer ones didn't make a ruven with themselves. So the halach is the ones that made an eruv are fine. The ones not, not. Meaning gubeis achitzoynos, azurim zurim zo. So again, it's not person A, person B, person C. It's chatzer A, chatzer B, chatzer C. So chatzer A can carry to B, B to A. C to B, B to C, A to C, that's going to be a problem. But what's the bottom line? What do we need from here? Why? When you see Reb Shimon holds, we're not worried that you're going to carry from one chatzar to the other. Meaning, if somebody from chatzar A brought something to chatzar B, that's fine. But if you now take it to chatzar C, it's going to be a problem. Because remember, a ruve chatzeres doesn't only impact people, it impacts kelim as well. So you can't take the kelim now, so it's going to come out in chatzar B. There's going to be kelim that you could carry the chatzar C, but there's going to be kelim you can't carry the chatzar C. The chatzar B's egg in the kelim you can carry the chatzar C, but the chatzar B's kelim that came from chatzar A that you can't carry. So you see, Reb Shimon l'tameis gishvaldik. You see, Reb Shimon wasn't worried about this. He's not in the spall that these kelim, yeah, those kelim not. So he said, hachanami loygas rinon d'masik lafukim money d'batim l'chatzar. So too over here, I'm not going to be worried. So Shmuel Reb Yochanan said, you're coming to me with a whole svara that maybe we should make a gzera. I'm not in the spall. This is Reb Shimon l'shitasai, and because it's Reb Shimon l'shitasai, this is not something we have to worry about. Now just to add one layer to the cheshbon, meaning it should come out that according to the chachamim, it could be, there would be a chilek between irvu and loy irvu, even according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Where would this halacha ever be negeya according to the chachamim? It'd be negeya with kol gag ha'sair. It'd be negeya carrying from a gag to a chatzar. Reb Shimon's only oiftu was that you can carry from a gag to a chatzar to a karfer. Right? Throughout Shas, it's always Reb Shimon. Gagas, chatzeres, and karfifas, kulam rishos achase. But when you learn Erevin daf tzadik al, you see it a little bit in the Mishnah, but when you learn daf tzadik al, if you see, Reb Shimon's chiddush was the three knetches that we spoke at earlier in the daf. But the premise that you can carry from a gag to a gag, and even a gag to a chatzar, everybody agrees with. So there too, yesh lachka. Is it only Erevu, or is it maybe lo Erevu? So it should come out of cheshmen. The Gemara is going to come to this on Amad Beis. That's why I'm speaking this out now. That enachinami, according to the chachamim, if you want to carry from a chatzar to a chatzar, let's say, it could be you could only do it if it was loy irvu. But if it was irvu, there, even Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan would be moided to Rav. Why? Because the whole teretz to mask of Rav Chisda, how are you splitting his? How are you saying this keli, yeah, this keli, yeah, Rav Shimon l'tameh? But the Chachamim who argued with Rav Shimon earlier in the Masechta, so you see, they were worried. So just like they were worried by Erev Tchumen, and they were worried by the Gimel Chatzeres, so they should be worried by Beis Gagin or Beis Chatzin. It's Pashat Cheshbon. So meaning the whole Teretz Reb Chizdas Kasha is Shmuel Reb Yochanan are going to say this is Reb Shimon LeTamei. Okay, so where would it happen after Mina? According to Chacham. So hold that thought. But either way, Zok to Gemara for now. Must have Reb Sheish. That's another catch from the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, it was Reb Shimon's Lashon. Echad Gagos.
Echad Chatzeros. The Echad Karfifos. Reshus Achasim. Lekeilim Sheshavsu Vesoichem. V'loi Lekeilim Sheshavsu B'toy Chabais. Reb Shimon said very clearly. It works for Keilim Sheshavsu in the Chatzor, in the Gag, in the Karfif. But not for Keilim that was Sheves in the Bais. Yeah, Reb Shloimeh the Irvu. Zok to Gemar. Bish Shloimeh. If the Mishnah is talking about what you made in Irv. Hayin Mishkach Zaman in the Batim Chatzor. So I understand the Metzias that you have some of your kalim of your house in the chatzar, and I need Reb Shimon to tell me now that you're not allowed to carry it. Eli, I'm Reb Shlomo Yerva, but if you tell me there was no Erev, hey, Mishkach Zamani debat the mechatzar. Why do I need Reb Shimon to tell me that it's only negeya kalim sheshavsu bechatzar, not kalim sheshavsu b'toy chabayis? If Reb Shimon's halach is anyways only negeya when there's no Erev, so the Gemara is assuming if you don't make an Erev, I probably have no kalim anyways in the chatzar. So if I have anyways no kalim in the chatzar, so it's a moot point. Elamite smash my half kalim in the chatzar that was shavas in my bias, and I need this halacha to know that you're. So the Gemara says, "Umoysav lavum, mefarik lebekum sevesoy." Even if you don't make an Erev, it's still possible you would have kalim that was shavas b'toy chabayis inside your chatzar. How would it be negeya? You know, we're looking for a metzias. The teretz is your clothing. Very simple. Your hat. So it's that your tie. What happens if you were in your chatzar and you took your tie off and you decided you want to take it to another chatzar? If in the beginning of Shabbos it was inside your house, that's not something you would be allowed to do. You don't need an Erev to get your hat from your house into a chatzar. Even without Erev and chatzeres, because it's Derech Malbush. If it's Derech Malbush, it's no, you can wear it in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it's not a problem. So that's where it chapter nafkamina. Either way, the Gemara from here until the bottom of the Yomid is going to bring two Toshimaz, both of which are going to seek to prove from a brisa this shaila. Again, Reb Shimon's halacha of echad gagos, echad chatzeros, ve'echad karfifas. But like we mentioned earlier, let's be honest, this is something that could very much be nogeya Reb Meir Chacham as well, because Reb Shimon was just mechadish that gag, chatzor, and karfif is all considered one. Is this kula only true if there was no erev, or is this kula going to be true even if there was an erev? Again, counterintuitive. The loy irvu zikr, it's going to be good. The question is, if you made an erev, maybe it's worse. What would be the svara? Because Reb Shimon clearly said in the Mishnah that the only time it's mutter is if the keli was shavas in the chatzar. It was shavas in the gag. If it was shavas in the karfif, if it was shavas in the bias, you don't have it. So yesh loymar, if I made an erev, so it's ganz mistaber that in my chatzar I have kalim that was shavas. In my bias in the beginning of Shabbos, I got it into the chasar simply by virtue of the Erev. So now I have some kalim, yeah, some kalim, not. So maybe over here we should make Gzeira. Rav said we make Gzeira, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said, Rav Shimon L'Tameh wasn't inspired from this Gzeira. We know this from other Rav Shimons in Erev, but the point is that Rav Shimon didn't make Gzeira. But that's a machloikis HaMeirom, Rav on the one end, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan on the other end. Zok Gemara Toshma, Anji Chatzim Achim Repeset. So this is a Braisa whose opening line is the same as the Mishnah that we had on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis that the Gemara discussed in great detail. So there was a house inside a chatzar. The house had two floors, and the top floor opened up to a merpeset. Right? It opened up into a porch. The chatzar and the merpeset are considered, for Erevin purposes, as two separate chatzeres. And as a result, we look at them as two chatzeres. A little bit of a chiddush, because the house is inside the chatzar. So you would think it's one big chatzar. It's not. The merpeset's considered one chatzar, and the chatzar is considered a separate chatzar. Either way, they didn't make an erev chatzeres between the two of them, which means theoretically you shouldn't be able to carry from the merpeset to the chatzar. But we're going to discuss now. The Gemara is going to come from the angle of what about the idea that I kol chatzeres ha'ir arishosach. So based on that, you know, maybe I should be able to. Either way, zok the brice anche chatzar anche merpeset sheshach v'lo yirvu. Said halach is what the Mishnah say. Kol shegavoy yud tfachim merpeset. Anything that's 10 tfachim tall belongs to the merpeset. Pachas mikan. Anything is less than 10 tfachim tall, the chatzar belongs to the chatzar. Or the Gemara said maybe af lechatzar, but belongs to the chatzar. Medvar mamurim. What is this? Shusha ye'elu shal rabim ve'elu shal rabim ve'irvu elu la'atzman ve'elu la'atzman. The only time this halach is true is if the chatzer was a chatzer that belonged to a rabbin. The merpeset was a merpeset that belonged to a rabbin. They both made individual eruvin. However, they just didn't make an eruv between themselves. Meaning the chatzer made an eruv, the merpeset made an eruv. Just the chatzer and the merpeset had the right to make one eruv to be ma'achid the two of them, but they chose not to. Or shall yechidim shein tzrichim la'arev. Or it was discussing a situation where the chatzah belonged to one person, the merpesa belonged to one person. As a result, they didn't have to make an eruv. Here's the point. But if the chatzah belonged to a rabbin and they didn't make an eruv as well, or the merpesa belonged to a rabbin and they didn't make an eruv as well, so not only did they not make an eruv between the two to join the chatzah and the merpesa, but the anshei chatzah didn't even make their own individual eruv, and the anshei merpesa didn't make their own individual eruv. So the halach is gag the chatzner the achsadra umirpesa. It's all going to be considered one rishus. Then you can just carry from the gag to the chatzah, the achsadra, the merpesa. So it sounds very, very clear. What's going on over here? It's a little bit of a tricky braisa. But it's so clear what's going on. You have over here a situation where there's a, we're talking about carrying from a chatzah to a merpeset. You have these beams, they're 10 tefachim, they're not 10 tefachim. Bottom line is, so you have a mishnah that we saw earlier in the Pei Gimel with intense gemaras that was mefarish that mishnah. Here we have another braisa, but we throw in this major caveat. The only time it's a problem carrying from the merpeset to the chatzah is if there was an eruv. Meaning individually, they will let it. Either it was a yachri, they didn't need an Erev, or there was a rabbim and they made an Erev. But let's say they themselves didn't make an Erev. Oh, if they themselves didn't make an Erev, there's no problem. What's the significance of an Erev? If there's an Erev, you can carry from your house to the merpesa. You can't from your house to the chatzah. If there's only one person, so I don't even need an Erev. Of course I can carry from my house to the merpesa, my house to the chatzah. If there's a rabbim and they didn't make an Erev, so that means I can't carry from my house to the chatzah, then you can carry from the chatzah to the merpesa. Then don't worry if it's 10 tefachim or not 10 tefachim. Everybody's okay. What would be the svara? Because all the chatzeres are all considered one rishus anyways. But when are all the chatzeres considered one rishus? It's mefurish in the braisa. Bishol la yirvu. Zok di gemara. Time of the la yirvu. Ha yirvu la. It's mefurish. So this is a raya to who? It's a raya to rab. It's a kashan shmulder and beichanan. What's the gemara's teretz? Hamani rabbonani. Gvaldik. Shmulder and beichanan are going to tell you who said this braisa is going according to Rav Shimon. Again, this is so clear. Or Reb Shimon was mechadish in the svar of Gagas Chatzeres and Karfifas is that it's Gagas Chatzeres and Karfifas. But the underlying premise of Kol Gagas here, that's Reb Meir. The fact that even Gagas and Chatzeres would be considered Rishos Achas. That's even the Chachamim. Chachamim to a degree we even more make the Reb Meir in the sugya of Kol Gagas here. So who said this Braisa is going according to Reb Shimon? Maybe this Braisa is going according to the Rabbanon. So what? Let's say it's going to Rabbanon. Has that changed anything? Because that we spoke out, that Avada Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan could be Maida, according to the Rabbanon, that it's only if you didn't make an Erev, if you made an Erev, yeah. Because the whole, what was the Teretz to Maska for Rav Chisda? Rav Shimon L'Tameh. But the Chachamim are going to agree that you have to make the Gzeira if it was Erevu. Because you can't have two Kalim, one yeah, one not. But Raya, Gimel Chatzera is one after the other. Chachamim hold that no one's allowed to carry because of Gzeira. Because B may carry to C, not its own Kaili, but A's Kaili. That everyone agrees is not okay because they didn't make an error between the two of them. So who said this is Reb Shimon? Right, if it's Reb Shimon, it's checkmate. But it's not Reb Shimon, it's the Rabbanan. And by the way, Dekanami, the Liktani Karfifu Mavo Ishmami, no, half of a fellow. Because what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that if they shakhu v'la yirvu, then gag, v'chotzer, v'achsadra, umrepeset. And what if this is a fancy chotzer? What if they have a karfif? How come they didn't say anything about a karfif? Or better, what about a mavoi? This is interesting. So segue to the next part of the daf. Mavi, we never even talked about a mavi. Where does a mavi fall into all this? So you have gag, you have chatzah, you have karfif, you have mavi. Right, mavi is mi inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. If it's surrounded on three sides, so it's a rishus hayachid. And if it's, right, enu mefulush. And if it's a rishus hayachid, then it's not a bias. So where does it fall into as far as gag, chatzah, and karfif? It's mefurish gemara. You see, it's like a karfif. It's not a gag and a chatzah. It's not your backyard. It's not your front lawn. It's not a place where you spend time. It's a rishus hayachid, like in the karfif sense. But the point is that being that the braisa didn't mention karfif and mavoi, all it mentioned was gag chatzah chsadra mupeset. So you say meres. We're going according to the chacham. By the way, we're not going to a mayor because according to a mayor, gag and chatzah you wouldn't be able to carry to. So we know exactly what we're going according to. We're going according to the chachamim. The chachamim did make the gzeira. That's the same. Just like Rav Shimon L'Tameh and Amar Aleph, this is the Chachamim L'Tamayhu. And the point is, therefore you have no Rai over here to Shittas Rav. One more Tashma. Chamesh Chatzeros, HaPsuchos U'Vazud. There were five Chatzeros that opened up into each other. U'Psuchos L'Mavay. And they also opened up to a Mavay on another side. V'Shachachudu V'Layirvun. They didn't make an Erev. Those are the critical words. You had five Chatzeros. One opens to the other. They open up into a Mavay, and they forgot to make an Erev. Now, it's not clear if Shakhu kulam v'lay ervu just means they didn't make an eruv between themselves, or shakhu kulam v'lay ervu means they didn't even make individual eruv. The Gemara is going to talk about that. But for now, shakhu kulam, they all forgot. V'lay ervu is a shkamach kan eruv. So what's the halacha? Aser lahachnes u lahoitzi, mechatzel mavi. You're not allowed to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi.
umin hamavi lechatzer. You're not allowed to carry from the mavi to the chatzer either. The kelim sheshavsu bechatzer, kelim, however, that were in the chatz in the beginning of Shabbos, mutal letaltalim bechatzer. You're allowed to carry them to the throughout the chatzer. That's pashit. Ubemavi yaser. But to carry it to the mavi, that's something you're not going to be allowed to do. The Gemara is going to discuss what that words. Ubemavoyasa means as well. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon, however, says Motish. Hey, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, "Calls man change shall rabbin. Anytime you have a rabbin, the shakum v'layirvu gag the chotzer v'achsadra umirpeset v'karfiv umavoy kulan rishos achasen. It's always going to be one rishos. So again, the case is a little bit complicated, but we just need the one you cite. Chomish chatzeros habsucha izulus. There were five chatzeros that opened up into each other. They also opened up into a mavoy. They didn't make an eruv. So." The Chachamim hold, you're not allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi. Reb Shimon holds, you are allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi. Why does Reb Shimon hold, you're allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi? Shai Reb Shimon Aymer, because this is what Reb Shimon used to say, that, Kozman Shein Shol Rabin, V'shakhu V'loy Irvu, Gag V'chatzah V'achsajah V'upesah V'karfif V'mavi, Kulam V'shos Achasen. So number one, Mavi, like we said earlier, is like Karfif. Right, we saw it in the previous Gemara, you see it in this Gemara as well. And that's why, even though everybody holds that all the Chatzeres are Rishos Achas, and everyone really subscribes to the concept of Kelim Shashavsu B'Chatzer being able to carry it from Gag to Chatzer, Chatzer to Gag, Ramei holds to Rishos Arabim, but the premise everybody agrees to, but to carry from a Gag, a Chatzer to a Karfif, that wouldn't be okay, because those are two completely different types of Rishos. Reb Shimon holds, doesn't matter. Anything that's not a bias, you can carry it from one to the other. So this is the machlokes of Shimon the Chacham. Right, this machlokes of Shimon the Chacham is the same machlokes of Shimon the Chacham in our Mishnah, the way Rav Yehuda the Amora explained it at the very beginning of the daf. But what's clear, again, Shahayu Reb Shimon Oimer, calls man chain shal rabin, vishakhu v'loyirvu, it couldn't be more clear, time of the loyirvu, ha, irvu loy. You see, the only time Reb Shimon said his halach is when there was no Erev, but if there was an Erev, it would be a problem. This is a riot to Rav, it's a kach on Shimon Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, my loyirvu, you know what the Irvu means? It means they didn't make an Erev between themselves. But maybe the Chatzar and the Batim, maybe they did make their individual Erev. And if the Chatzar and the Bias made an individual Erev, so in that case, it could be it would still be okay. So you have no Raya. The Reb Shimon only said as Halacha if they didn't make an individual Erev. Because maybe the Irvu means that the Chatzeres didn't make an Erev with each other. But for the Irvu Ktani, Layirvu sounds like they didn't make an Erev at all. No, my Layirvu lay nishtatvu. Maybe Layirvu means lay nishtatvu. It means they didn't make a second Erev. The Chatzeres themselves didn't come together. But it could be they did make individual Eruvim, and if they made individual Eruvim, so you obviously have no right. Or you could say Reb Shimon was Reb Drabon and Kamala. Sure, Reb Shimon said that when there's no Erev, this halacha is true. But Lav Davki, he said it because that's the way he holds. Meaning, maybe Lo Yervu means there was no Erev at all. Maybe he's talking to the Chacham. He said, Lididi, according to me, Lo Yishna Erev, Lo Yishna Lo Yervu. I hold it doesn't matter if it was Erev or Lo Yervu. But Ella did the true, but according to you, Oidali Mias, Teicha de Lo Yervu, Rishus Achasi, shouldn't you agree to me that in the event that there was no Erev, it should be okay? And Reb Shimon is talking to the Chacham. And Reb Shimon says, I understand you would have potentially two problems with Echad Gagles, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Karfifas. Meaning, I hold the halacha whether you made an Erev or you didn't make an Erev. I could see that you have a problem with when you made an Erev. Why? Oh, because this is our old machlokes that we had by the Gimel Chatzeres that was side by side, by the three people that are on the side of the road as it relates to Eruv V'Tchumen. You have a problem. I'm not comfortable if there's an Erev. I'm the only allowed to carry something that was in the Chatz in the beginning of Shabbos. If there's an Erev, there are going to be things that weren't in the Chatz in the beginning of Shabbos. You may end up carrying that as well. So Reb Shimon said, I'll give you that. But Lo Yervu, what's your problem by Lo Yervu? Why can't you carry from the Chatz to the Mavoi? What's going to be the issue as well? So what's the Rabbanan's answer? No, because we all that they're two individual Rishuyos, and because they're two individual Rishuyos, that's why that's going to be a problem either. Either way, what the Gemara is saying, again, there's a little cheshbon here in Pshat, but the punchline is that it's true that Reb Shimon said very, very clearly, Shahoy Reb Shimon Oimer calls Manchein Chol Rabin the Shokhu V'loy Irvo. So it sounds like only there was no Erev, which very much jumps off the page as being Shitas Rav, but the Gemara says there's two ways to Dreza Charoiz. Either Loy Irvu doesn't mean Loy Irvu individually, Loy Irvu just means together, but even if they did make an Erev individually, it could be you still would have Shitas Reb Shimon. That's one mahalach. They're just talking to the Rabban. Reb Shimon was just telling the Rabban, at least be moided to me by Lo Yervu. I understand by Irvu you have a problem with it, but by Lo Yervu, you wonder what I hold? I hold Irvu, Lo Yervu. But he's just talking to the Rabbanon. That was the Akhenesh. Amamar. So one of the things that the very long Braisa said was Ubimavui Aser. Right? Just to go back to the Braisa for 1 second. Chomish Chatzeres, Apsuchas Ulazu, Apsuchas Lamavui, Vishakhu Kulam Lo Yervu. Fine. The kam shoshav su bechatzer, mut lo talpon bechatzer. Ubemavoy aser. What does it mean, ubemavoy aser? Sounds like he not let it carry in a mavoy if there was no erev. So the Gemara says, lemus ayeli l'Rab Zeira. This sounds like a right to Rab Zeira. Amar Rab. Mavoy shleim eshtadfu by emet talpon edel b'dalad amoyz. That a mavoy that doesn't have an erev is treated. It's very interesting. A mavoy doesn't have an erev, you're not let it carry yoisem edalad amoyz. Why is this a chiddush? Because till now we're saying that you can carry in a chatzar kelim sheshavsu b'chatzar, carrying a gag kelim sheshavsu b'gag, even in a karfif, even from a gag to a chatzar, from a chatzar to a gag, from according to Rabbi Shimon, even to a karfif. But somehow a mavoi is like different. A mavoi you're not allowed to carry. And the truth is, there's a svara pshuta why maybe a mavoi would be different. Because a mavoi is a shtickle karmelisish, right? It's a little bit. It's a place where the oilum goes to the rishus. Right? You see, the chama were very worried about mavoyos. That's why you have to have a lechi and a kaira. That's the first mission of the mesachta. That's the whole beginning of the mesachta. So you see, the chama were a little more worried about a mavoi. So either way, Rav said this halacha that a mavoi shalei neshtatfu by ein metalton el badalad amos. So is this brisa? Is this like a mafurish of brisa? We just find a mafurish of brisa, right? We struck gold, but derech agav, we brought this for something else. But all of a sudden, the brisa threw in two words, uba mavo yasser. This sounds like Rav. So the Gemara says, no, ema vila mavo yasser. Maybe the way you read it is not uba mavoi. Switch the base with a lamed. Rather, ula mavoi yasser. It means to a mavoi, that's going to be yasser. So essentially, what's the brisa saying? That you're not let it carry from a chotzer to a mavoi. Freak the Gemara, hainu resha. Chachamim already said that, right? What did Chachamim say? If you have five chatzeres, there was no erev. So asa lahachtu lahoitzim mechatzu lamavoy. Then it says ulim mavoy aser. So I have to tell it to me twice. For you told it to me once, right? This is the Chacham who argued with Reb Shimon, who hold that a karfif is considered a separate rishos and a mavoy is like a karfif. So chatzer and gag is one, and now mavoy and karfif is the other. But why do I need the Chacham to say it twice? So the Gemara says no mishnah yaseira itzri chalei. The Brisa maybe had to say the same exact halacha twice. Tell me a chiddush. Ma'od the time I would have thought. Clearly, Rabbanu led Reb Shimon and Abilehechad Irvu. Abilehechad La Irvu Ma'idulei. Because again, this is the same svara chazering itself over. There would have been a habimir to say that maybe the only time Rabbanu argues Reb Shimon is if there was an erev. And why does Rabbanu let Tamayu that when there's an erev, I don't let you because you may end up carrying something that was shavas and the bias. Abilehechad La Irvu Ma'idulei. Maybe if there was no erev, there'll be Ma'ida. Kamash Malan Ula Mavoyaser Tzim Tzveitin Mal. Not because this is what it means in Pshat, but it's a Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera teaches me a bigger Chiddush than I would have known. To teach me that not only is it Aser, if there was an Erev, it's going to be Aser, even if there was no Erev either XL. So again, just to recap a little bit about what we did, the daf was really broken up into two parts. The first chelik of the daf was discussing Reb Meir, the Chachamim, and Reb Shimon Shita, respectively. A little clearer in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda the Amoraim said that when you read the Mishnah, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, they're only talking about Gagas, and they've even spoken about Chatzeres and Karfifas. And Reb Shimon Shita, apparently there were two ways to understand Reb Shimon. So Reb Yehuda came, Kishatim Tzoloim Medivri Reb Meir, Kishatim Tzoloim Medivri Chachamim, Kishatim Tzoloim Medivri Reb Shimon. One thing came out clear was that even though in the Mishnah, Reb Meir is the Mekel and the Chachamim Amachmer, but really, La'achara Iyun, the Chachamim are Mekel to a degree, and Reb Meir is Machmer. Another thing that came out very, very clear is that even though throughout Shas stories, Reb Shimon Shita, Echa Gagas, Echa Chatzeres, Echa Karfifas, but that's only Reb Shimon is the extreme, that a Gag Chatzar and a Karfif are all considered one Rishos, the Kael and Sheshavs of the Chatzar. But the premise that there's a concept that if a Kaeli was Shavas B'Chatzar, I can move it around the Chatzar without an Erev. Not just that, I can even take it to another Chatzar and maybe to a Gag, etc., etc. That all the Chamim agree with. That wasn't Reb Shimon's Chiddush. Reb Shimon's Chiddush was the Knech. Reb Shimon's Chiddush was that he's not worried about Telbish and Sarabim. Reb Shimon's Chiddush was he doesn't know Kishem Shidim Chaluk and Lamata Kach. Reb Shimon's chiddush was that he holds a karfav and a mavoi also we saw in today's daf is treated like a gag and a chasa, that all these inferior rishuyas are all one, and he didn't want to split rishuyas that gag and chasa azai and karfav and mavoi azai. But the premise of Reb Shimon, everybody agrees be'etzem with Reb Shimon. Second part of the daf was the machloikas between Rav on the one side, Shmuel and Reb Yochanan on the other side, and that is, did Reb Shimon only say his halacha kishaloi irvu, counterintuitively, or did he say it even be'irvu? Kishalai irvu vadai. But the Rav had a svara to say that maybe if there's an erev, even Rav Shimon would agree it's not okay. Because meaning that it's only for kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer. If you made an erev, there's a good chance you may have kelim that were inside your chatzer that was shavas and your bias in the beginning of Shabbos, and you may end up carrying that as well. But another knech, and along with this, that came up in the daf, was that even Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, who said that Rav Shimon said as halacha bein irvu bein lo irvu, that was only alibi the Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon l'tamei earlier in the Masechta doesn't make the gzeri. He's not worried that if I let you carry this, I may end up carrying that. But where it's negeya that Rav Meir Chum also hold of the yisoid of Rav Shimon, gagas and chatzeres, not garfifas, but by gagas and chatzeres, being that the chachamim l'shitosayu were worried by the gimel chatzeres hapsuchas ulazu, they were worried by the three chevre that are on the side of the road that they don't have a ruvah to chumim. So you see, they were concerned. You can't say I can carry this keli, not that keli, because a churban's going to come out from that. So it's pashut over here that the only time they would be matered is dafka if it was lo yirvu, but if irvu not, which in essence is another kula then. Chalk it up as a fourth kula, Aliba the Rav Shimon that comes up from the daf, meaning, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon's going to say this halach of Echad Gagis, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Garfiflis, even if there was an Erev, whereas according to the Chachamim, it's only going to be true if there was no Erev.